back to another episode of Study Break. I'm your host, Amal, and today we are joined by
I'm Jalen. My favorite artists are Party Next Door and Future, and I'm from Charlotte.
I'm Ava Newell. My favorite artists are Harry Styles and Noah Kahan, and I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, so I brought these two lovely ladies onto the podcast because I know them to have like very diverse music tastes. Jalen is a giant music listener. She listens to music all the time, 24/7. Ava also listens to music a lot, but she also makes music and she also plays piano and everything and is part of theater. So I kind of wanted to offer up two perspectives on our topic, which is music and its perspectives. And we're just gonna go ahead into it. To talk about my music taste, I listen to everything, except for country. I'm sorry, I can't really get into country. But my favorite artist is Harry Styles. Okay, I talk about him way too much. My apologies. But yeah, you guys want to talk about your favorite artists and why you like them and stuff like that?
My favorite artists, Party Next Door, like I said, Party Next Door and Future. I kind of like mostly listen to R&B and rap. Those are like my two. I also listen to Neo Soul too. It's just something about R&B. I like the vibe that gives me, like, you could just be chilling in your car and listening to it like with the windows down. It's just like it's a whole vibe for me. So, and then sometimes I just like to listen to rap where I could get myself hyped for the day, Yeah.
I think I agree with that a lot. I listen to Harry Styles a lot. I listen to him a lot. But same with like Noah Kahan, and I listen to Taylor Swift, which I know that can rile some people up. But I liked listening to music a lot because of the lyrics. I think it's an art to be able to write lyrics, and I also just think that they're really talented singers. And I also love the fan base too. The community is really supportive, so.
Yeah, I think fan bases like can make or break an artist for certain people. I know pre me becoming a Swiftie and stuff, I would always like you heard the stigma about Swifties and stuff and how they were like crazy and obsessive. And I was like, okay, maybe let me just give her a try and listen to a couple of songs. And when I tell you the pipeline is so real, like you get next thing I know, I was at the Eras Tour, to be honest with you. Crying, sobbing over trying to get tickets. Jalen witnessed that.
Literally, I
We're not gonna talk about that and that whole trying to get tickets for that show, but it's such a slippery slope when it comes to music. And for you guys, do you have what are some positive aspects you find when you're like listening to music and everything like that?
I would say for me, like, as far as like, just being able to, like, I don't know, it's just like I said, the vibe of it, music, it just really depends. Like, sometimes it's more like depends on how I'm feeling. So I think it's positive because it can make you feel better, like depending on what you listen to. So I think it really helps boost your mood when you're kind of feeling down, or you're not feeling your best. So I would say that's a positive.
Yeah, music's a form of escape for me. So it depends on how you're feeling, but and also it totally depends on what you listen to. Like, I could be really sad and turn on like an even sadder song, and it would honestly make me feel better because it just kind of helps me get into them. Sometimes I don't know, I don't know how to explain it. But also, you can be sad and listen to something that's positive and it makes you feel better too. So it's just kind of a way to tone out the world sometimes.
And I know, Ava, you make music. So, what is like your creative path and like how do you go about that specifically?
Well, I don't like do it professionally just because I don't know how to. But I understand how piano works. I understand the progressions of songs and how that works. And so the first thing I do is I only write on piano because I don't know how to play the guitar, which I wish I could, but I don't know how. But when I write on the piano, I just completely write out a song entirely. Like, I go from the intro all the way through the verse, chorus, second verse, chorus, bridge, and then outro. And I completely write it, and then I just put words to it. But a lot of people, when they make music, they will like write lyrics first and then put it to a melody. But I don't know how to do that. That's too hard for me. But I like just making the music itself. The lyrics come second to me because I'm not that good at writing lyrics, but it's okay.
And when you're like writing on with the piano, does like a chord progression, like could you be in class or whatever and think of like some really cool chord progressions, or do we have to be like playing piano, practicing a few songs to really like get into it?
This is technically not, I don't know how it works if I'm being so honest. However, I take all my chord progressions I've like used while writing before have been like pieces of other songs that I've learned, because they're the thing about chord progressions is they're every single one's been used in every song. There's not a single chord progression that hasn't been used before. And so when I'm writing, or when I'm trying to make something unique and different, I'll take something from another song, because I don't know how to be that creative. I don't know how to sit and just look at all the notes and make something up. So I, you know, a really good help for me is Taylor Swift, because of how many songs she has. She's used so many different progressions. You can take pieces of her songs and make something completely unique out of it. So I, in class, I can sometimes. It just depends. Yeah, it just depends.
I know, with me, I play piano and guitar, but by all means, when I say piano, I mean keyboard. I cannot like go on a grand piano and go crazy. It's just not me. When I do find a song that I want to learn, I like dedicate so much energy. I go to YouTube Academy, actually, look up a few songs. The first song I learned how to play on guitar was Fine Line by Harry Styles. That song, a few people have heard it on like TikTok because the guitar cover went crazy on TikTok. And yeah, so whenever I listen to that song, I think about all those hours I spent in my room just learning the chords and everything, and all the blisters I got on my hand. But yeah, I feel like that's the reason why I go towards music. I really like to see the creative process and all of that. Jalen, when you listen to music, like, do you like listen to instrumentals to see like the production part of it, or do you like go for lyrics, or what's the vibe? Like, how do you as a person listen to your music?
It's kind of like when I really want to listen to a song, it's really based on like how fast the song starts. I'm more of a like a I don't like long intros, like which is music. I like to get right into a song. So mostly when I listen to a song, it has to be like get right into it, because I don't my attention span yeah, it's a little lacking. So yeah, mostly, but also at the same time, I do like to listen to the beat. Lyrics are not as much as is important to me, because I like to listen to like a variety of different music, but mostly it's like the beat and if how fast it starts are like the main things.
Have you ever had trouble like getting to a song just based off of its like beat and things like that?
Oh yes, plenty of times before. Or it's like TikTok, like you know how TikTok just really makes a song like you hear it over and over, so it's like I don't know how I feel about the song anymore. Like those two things, it's just like the beat's kind of, I don't know, I can't really explain it, but sometimes if the beat is too slow, I'm gonna be like, okay, this will put me to sleep. This will put
Right.
me to sleep. So that's, yeah, those two things are.
I feel like when it comes to TikTok and music, it can be like such a great app, but not at the same time. The amount
Yeah.
of times I got catfished based off a song on TikTok, bro.
Exactly. Like, just like, okay, like that for that little 15 seconds, eight, but the rest of it, no, I did not.
Ava, like, I know you post your covers on TikTok. Is that something you do for fun, or is that something you do just like put your music out there, or like, what do you do, girl?
I post those covers. I do it for fun for the most part, because I sit there and I take the time to learn the song. So I'd like to have some sort of form to get it out there. But something that I've just done recently, I did it back in April, I think. I started sending those clips from TikTok to the Blumenthal Performing Arts Open Mic that's in Charlotte. And I got in, and so now I perform there. I've only done it twice. I say I do it often, but they only do like an open mic thing every now and then. So I've used them to get into other performing groups, I guess, but I do just do it for fun, honestly. So,
Oh my God, the Blumenthal thing, that's like a huge accomplishment.
yeah.
What was that like, being able to like perform in front of people and stuff like that?
Scary for sure, but also, you know, my mom's a, she does, she performs, so it's same with my sister, you know, I get used to it. It is scary though, because when you do perform in like school or like, you know, and it's like a forced kind of environment of being on stage, there's not a lot of, I wouldn't say competition, there's just not a lot of, you know, competitiveness. It just kind of like you just kind of do it. But when you're in that environment and you put yourself in that environment where there's a bunch of other people your age who are just as good at playing the piano or just as good at singing, you feel kind of small. So it is a little scary, just because, you know, there's so many other people.
I know. Do you kind of translate that into being in theater and things like that? Does that help you, or do you feel like that also kind of hinders your ability to be more like stand out more in creative environments and things like that?
I think this is something I'm working on with myself, but I take things so competitively and I really shouldn't. And that's one of my like not great qualities. I think being on stage and singing and making music and using that as a way to express myself and be creative can actually make you feel, for a lot of people, really connected with other people that are also in the stage. Like last year, I would skip my final period and I would go into my mom's class, and that was her technical theater class. And I remember thinking like, oh, I would never do technical theater. Like, I like to sing. I like to be on stage. You can use it and connect to so many other different things. You know, like just because they weren't on the stage to sing, they were on the stage to.
I took theater my sophomore year, I think it was. I say that like it's so long ago. That was literally
Probably
last
sophomore
year.
year.
I was like, sophomore year? But yeah, I took it because I didn't want to take art. I mean, I'm okay at art. I'm just like, I don't like being graded when I like color because I know it's bad. Like, you don't have to tell me to my face and then put that
Well, I
into
bet
the
you it's
grade book.
perfect. You're good.
No, I swear it's not. Trust me. Like, I'm not being humble at all. But I took theater and it was kind of a shocking environment in a way. You know, there's that stereotype of theater kids and things like that. But to me, I noticed like I'm a bit of an ambivert in a way. I like take the other people's personality around me. I don't know what my like personality type is, but it's something where that starts with E. So there's a little bit of extrovertedness. But when I walked into rehearsals for like Wizard of Oz, because I was in Wizard of Oz, there were so many people with such like big personalities. I found it like really difficult in the beginning to measure up to what they were, the energy that they were putting. And I know that they've been in production before and theaters their whole life, but again, I struggle with that thing of comparison and wanting to be as good as everyone else. So that's definitely, I wouldn't say it hinders your ability to excel, but it also definitely makes you a bit more self-aware, which is can be good or bad. It's just what you take it as. Let's go into a bit of your portion actually, since you are back. What is like music in your family? Like, what does your mom listen to? Like, do you have any memories that you associate with, like, you said you listen to mostly R&B. Like, is that because your family listens to mostly R&B? Like, what memories do you have of that specific type of music?
Yeah, my family mostly listened to R&B and like Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill. Like those are like mainly Sade. My mom was named after Sade, the singer, so it's like R&B is like a big thing in my family. So that's kind of why I listen to it now. Yeah, those are like cookout, you know, just like any family event, that was the music they would play, and you know, just to have a good time. Like my best memories are just have dancing with my family, like with my grandmother. You know, just listen to the music, just having a good time. But yeah, those two, yeah, R&B and then rap is kind of like, you know, Tupac, like those are classics, more classics than like that music.
Ava, I want to ask you the same question. What kind of songs do your parents listen to, or like what memories do you have like specific songs growing up?
My mom is huge. She listens to everything, but I'm actually, my dad plays guitar. And so I grew up listening to like the Beatles, and like he listens to like, yeah, the Beatles. But like my mom, she's like everything. Like I'm being so serious, like Adele, all the way to Taylor Swift, all the way to like old classics. I don't know. I just, music was, it was always same with Jalen. It was just kind of, it was like a fun memory growing up. Like it was never like, it was just like a happy, content kind of thing.
Same with me. I feel like when I say I listen to everything except country, no hate to the country people, but I listen to, you know, I love Don Toliver, I love Drake, I love everybody, but then I also like Harry Styles and Taylor Swift and everybody. And then even going into like the Beatles, Arctic Monkeys, Mitski, like I go into all genres to be honest, but I feel like where I got that from was my brothers, they're like mostly into R&B and rap and everything, and so I kind of get that from them. But the way I got into One Direction and Harry Styles, all of them, was my oldest cousin. Her name is Nusra. Shout out to you, I love you. She was a huge. She grew up in like their time because she's like in her 20s, and she used to be a big like Zayn fan. Love Zayn, but like my main is Harry, to be honest. But she grew up loving them, so she introduced me to them back in their like X Factor days, and I've like stuck with it ever since then. Don't claim him as much now because I listen to more other people now, but Yeah, and then for memories I have with those type of songs, I just remember, like Jalen said, cookouts and everything. As far as negative memories go, being someone who has listened to Harry Styles for like 12 years at this point, it was the pinnacle point for me was in 2021. I was sitting on my little computer, my brother's little, what is it called, keyboard, and I was practicing Falling, the song Falling by Harry Styles. And then
Crazy.
I found out my grandma died, and it was like, sorry to put like that is not funny. Sorry to put a negative impact on it, but when I found that out and I was practicing that piano, when I tell you I couldn't play that song or listen to that song for like 2 years, and I just kind of put my whole Harry fan thing to like the side. I feel like music is so powerful in that way because you associate memories with that, and like every time I would listen to that song, I would just have that memory all over again, and it took me so long to be able to even listen to Harry Styles' music himself, not even the song Falling. So I feel like it's such a big aspect of like who we are and what we believe in and like our morals and what we get it from. So that's kind of why I wanted you guys to come up on here and talk about music and stuff, because it's so big and people don't realize it.
That's something I this is sorry to interrupt. I didn't want to
No,
interrupt
you're
you.
not interrupting. I was done.
I think music that is something that's why it's so important to everybody in their own way, because it means something to everybody and it has such a connection to everybody in different ways. Like you could have a really powerful, great, happy memory to a certain song, or you could hear it and it could bring you back to a really sad moment. This is I say like I'm like I say this like I'm a huge professional singer and I'm on my fifth world tour and I'm touring with One Direction. Like, no, I'm not. But I do think that that's another reason why I like to make music, just because five people have heard my songs. I don't like make it professionally. However, I like making music because I like making it because someone can take it a completely different way than what I thought it would be taken as. You know, like my most recent one that I wrote was about growing up and moving away from my old house, and I played it for my sister, who is my sister. You know, she also grew up and moved away from that exact same house, and she was like, "Oh, did you write that song about when you got bullied?" And I'm like, "No, that. Oh, I was like, no, that's not what that's about." She was like, "Oh, I totally thought that that's what that was about." I was like, people can take everything so differently. So I was just like, you know, I thought that was kind of cool how differently it can be interpreted.
Yeah, for sure. I love that about music, to be honest. And then like I feel like we could talk about not to steer away from the topic, but like assumptions in music. Do you guys feel like anytime you do talk about music in school, like people see you as like a certain way because you listen to certain music? Jalen, I'll let you speak on that first because you're like
Yes, girl. Okay. So like in my AP Lit class, I'm like the only, you know, one, right? Like that's really like, you know. So I remember it was this a few days ago. He was like, he asked the class, I don't even know how we got to this subject, but he was like, does anyone listen to rap? And I just felt like I could feel his eyes. I could just feel his eyes on me. So I raised my hand, obviously, because I listen to rap. Like, and it's just like the assumption that like, oh, because you know, the colors, like, oh, you automatically listen to this certain music. Like, I what if I listen to classical music? At one point, I was a big into classical music. Like, I feel like that assumption is like, oh, because you're like person of color, like you mainly listen to rap or R&B, and you're like considered ghetto because you listen to a certain music.
Yeah, I think that's definitely so incredibly annoying. I feel like I've had a funny experience with that too. Not funny, but people would often say like, "Oh, what music do you listen to?" And then I'd be like, "Listen to Harry Styles." And they'd be like, "You don't listen to rap? You don't like Drake?
Yes,
You don't like..."
right.
I'm like, "Calm down. Okay. I like everyone, but I definitely on my side of it, like you get assumed that you're like ghetto and everything, but I
Yeah.
get assumed that I'm like whitewashed because I listen to those artists. And I'm like, I don't care. You
We
do
can't
you.
win. We can't
Exactly. We can never
win.
win, to be honest with you.
I'm just
It
used to, you know what? This is, I say this, you know, I listen to Taylor Swift and all that. Like, I'm used to having to, like, give an excuse to say what I like to listen to. And that's something that like I've gotten to the point where people kind of already know what I listen to, and I'm like, you know, I get even like my best friends, I get judged by them for it. But I'm at the point where I don't care, because I used to be like, oh, but like hear me out. Harry Styles is like, he's nice though. Like he's a good person. They're like, you know, Because some people, I totally get it. Like, I've seen some stuff about some Taylor Swift fans where I'm like, oh, that's like a little intense. Or like, sometimes you see stuff and you're like, oh, I can't really get behind that one, you know? So I can understand where people are coming from because it can seem annoying, you know? But I'm at the point where I'm like, people are just attacking you just to attack you. Like, it's not even like, I'm not like, you know, I don't give excuses anymore. I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's who I listen to and I like his music. Like, you don't have to like
Yeah.
him. It's totally.
I feel like you should like I feel like one thing I do is whenever somebody suggests a song, I try to listen to it with the most open-minded like part, 'cause you know everybody goes through different experiences and they can relate those type of songs to certain experiences or not. Like if there's a song that's like Clean by Taylor Swift, would basically talks about like going through her eating disorder and being free from that. If you've never experienced an eating disorder, you're gonna be like, what are we clean from? Like, are we hopping out of the shower? Like, what are you talking about? That
No,
was
it was great. That was wonderful. That was beautiful.
Thanks. Take down.
Well
Never.
done. Yeah, good
Okay.
executioner.
Sorry. I saw Jalen's face on my screen. I was like, you're done, bro. But yeah. So people, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
Get it together, girly. Okay. But people, you know, honestly, I'm not a big fan of like the heavy rock and the punk stuff like that. But I feel like there's a line to everything. Like if you're a casual listener and you're not super obsessive, like I'm not like that deep of a like I'm a Taylor fan, but I haven't been here since like her first album and I haven't listened to her since like Fearless. Like I just truly became a fan after Midnights, to be honest. But there's still those assumptions that are being made. Like, I can find you a song that you will like by her because I know who you are. And I feel like if people just approach things like that with such an open mind, then they would understand people a lot better and establish so much more connections and everything. Jalen, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, I feel like a lot of times people would just, the assumption, like I said, you know, being a person of color is like, okay, you listen to this specific music. But I feel like people should be more open-minded to, like, okay, let me hear what you have to say first before I say, oh, you listen to this person. Like, what if I don't? Like, honestly, I just feel like people need to be more open-minded because I'm open to listening to any type of music. Like, people give me song suggestions all the time. Okay, I'll listen to it, and if I don't like it, that's that. But if I like it, it's like, okay, cool. Now I have something else I can listen to now. So I feel like if you go into listening to music with an open mind, like you said, it like really just, you know, you've made that connection with that person now. It's like a new song to listen to.
Have you ever heard the like phrase that like music is a love language? Because I've heard that and I think it's so true. And I mean, like, you know, I'm not, it depends on who you're getting it from, but like just getting a song recommendation or sitting down just getting to talk to somebody about music, like it's such a, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't really have words for it. Like, even just the smallest interaction, like Amal, when I see your stories and you reposted like Harry Styles back when he was still touring, so I'm like, oh, like I just saw that. I'm like, oh. Me too, girl. I'm like, oh, you know, like I just feel like you can connect in so many different ways, and I that's why I love music so much, but
Yeah, I think it's so personal in a way, and I think it shows so much of a person and who they are if you give them like a recommendation and they see the artist and they're like, ew, I'm not listening to that. Like, I know I like Kanye, to be honest. I like his songs. Don't like him as a person, but I listen to some of his songs. And then but I'm also a Taylor Swift fan. So I'll suggest like somebody a song and they'll be like, no, like I like Kanye, she's such a wimp and blah blah blah, and just diminish her and her entire career. And I instantly know, like, me and you, we're not gonna like go together. You're a cool person, but we're not gonna, our personalities will not mix, because that's who you are. You're a person who likes to degrade people. You're a person who doesn't really approach things with an open mind, and I feel like our personalities wouldn't really clash. So I feel like when you talk about music with someone, it's kind of like you're holding a flag over your head and you're waving like, this is me, like you can either accept me for who I am or not. Not to put such a, like, it's such a big deal. It's really not, but it's who you are and who you are as a person and the people you choose to surround yourself with. Another thing I want to talk about is, let's get into some controversial things. It's not controversial. Do you like Apple Music or Spotify? Which one do y'all rock with?
Spotify.
Listen. I my mom. Hold on. Hear me out. My mother pays for Apple Music, so I get it for free. And that is why I use Apple Music. However, I also have Spotify and I have a bunch of playlists on Spotify. I do have to
Okay.
listen to
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, hear
So, which one do you prefer though, like style wise?
I'm gonna say Apple Music. And I'm just gonna say that because I've had it my whole life and I don't know. I'm used to it. I'm so sorry if that offends people. I don't
No,
know.
don't apologize. Live your truth. Be yourself, you know?
Yes.
If I grew up on Apple Music, that would 100%. I'm such a person of habit that that would be like my go-to, but I choose Spotify personally because I feel like you can get everything off of Spotify, whereas like to be honest, I don't know how to work Apple Music. I've had Apple Music for a while and I still don't know how to look up other people's playlists, but Spotify, I feel like everything's so easy and it's just formatted so nicely. And you know, Spotify Wrapped, it's always a fun time for me to go through. Jalen, you want to get into that?
Yes, I love Spotify. Like, I don't know. It's just something about it. The aesthetic of it, like, I don't know. Like, the format is just everything. Like, my playlists are all right there as soon as I open the app. You know, like, if you, I mean, it depends if you have premium or not. You know, I'm a premium girly. So, you know, when you get to, I don't know, you do the like group share. I don't know if you can do that with Apple Music. I don't really know. I haven't had Apple Music in a little minute. So, but, you know, where we do like the group shares, we could all do your music together, like, and make playlists, collaborate playlists. I don't know if you can do that up in music, but like, I don't know. It's just something about Spotify that just really gets the icing on the cake. I don't know.
I get exactly what
Yes.
you're saying. I think, and that's why I also have Spotify. I say Apple Music because I've had it for so long, I'm just used to it. I do have Spotify because Apple Music does, I feel like they don't have as many artists on there. There's not such a broad amount. But I've also, this is something I wanted to say real quick. I don't want hate for this. So just take this, you know. I'm kind of an album listener, not a playlist listener. I mean, I have so many playlists and they're like, you know, I have so many and I play them all the time. But I'm more of an album listener. Like if I'm really gonna sit down and listen to music or I'm gonna try and get homework done, like I will just hit shuffle on like a specific album. So I guess that's why Apple Music works for me. But a lot of people that do use Spotify or they, you know, they're trying to convert me to Spotify. I get it. And I totally, you know, I go there for playlists. But like if you're more of a playlist user, I would Spotify is probably the right route.
I think for me specifically, when I do homework, I get to listen to like albums specifically because I know what albums fit certain vibes. Like if I break albums into seasons. This is so weird.
I do too. You're not alone.
Okay. Jalen, do you not do that? You don't break albums into seasons?
Girl, no, I listen to year round. It's a year round thing, girl.
No, because it's like my playlist, if my playlist is like 10 hours long, it has every song I've ever liked on there. So if a song comes on that's not matching the vibe of like what's currently going on, I instantly like get like turned off and turn off. I'm just like, okay, we're doing our homework in silence. Put on brown noise or something, you know? And I sound psycho, but I'll be like doing my homework and I'll have my AirPods in it, and someone will be like, oh, what are you listening to? And then I take them out, and it's just straight brown noise. And I look like a serial killer, to be honest with you. But yeah.
I went through a phase last year in my first period study hall where I would listen to like ambiance videos, which like Mr. Gallucci would like be like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't ask, because I don't know how to explain it. It was just quiet noise, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. I totally get it.
Jalen, do you rock with like brown noise and everything?
I don't honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't it's not for me. It's just not for me. I don't know. It's just something about it, like when I do my homework or anything, I like to hear like lyrics. Like, I don't know. It's just when it's like, I can't really explain it, but it's just I like to listen to lyrics when I'm listening, just doing anything. I don't know. It's just I can't just sit with nothing playing because then it's like, I don't know, I get tired so easily. Like, I have to have something. Yeah.
I get so distracted with lyrics on, and I feel like that's a big thing. Like, I can't listen to music when I'm doing homework unless it's like doing math. Like, if I'm reading a book while I have a song, I literally see the song lyrics on the book. I can't, like, I'm reading the lyrics, but I'm reading the book. It's so weird. And it makes me so annoyed because I've tried so many times, but I just can't. My brain can't stay on music while I'm also listening to someone else. Also, I wear hijab, right? And you can't see when I'm wearing AirPods unless you can like see the little flap. But I'll be walking through the hallways and I have my AirPods like fully 100% up, blasting music and someone would be calling my name and I cannot hear them. And the amount of times people thought I was ignoring them, but no, I'm just speeding to my next class. It's I've done that to you before, Jalen, on accident. They'll be like, and I'll growl her.
Literally, because like, girl, where are you going? Where are we going?
This reminds me, this is so sad. I hate to say this because you know how like Apple headphones are like a trend like right now, or like they were a trend. I don't know. I tragically ran over my off-brand AirPods with my car back in May. We don't talk, it's a tragedy. It's so sad. It hurts my heart to talk about it. But that I listened to music in the hall in class, like that's all I did. And now I have these like bulky headphones that I got because I was like, I'm gonna be cute with these like headphones. I don't listen to music at school anymore, and it's very sad to me. I mean, I listen to it all the time, don't get me wrong, but I've kind of noticed that it because of how I'm listening to it, it's like I don't do it as much anymore.
Yeah, I was gonna say something because, like, also with the school policy, where it's like, oh, you can't have AirPods and you can't have headphones. It's like, okay, well, I can kind of hide a little bit more. Like, if I were to have headphones, I was considering headphones, but then they did the policy, and I was like, oh no, this is not gonna work. So if I want to hide a little bit more, can I listen to music from the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep? So it's like I have to have music to go throughout my day. So I just kept my AirPods because I was like, they're gonna tell me I can't. No, I'm gonna hide it somehow. So,
Real. This kind of segues into our next topic a little bit, but my brother, he actually like I'm a Muslim, of course, and you're like not really encouraged to listen to music. You're not really encouraged to listen to, like, music at all, but specifically music like explicit lyrics and everything. And after Ramadan, which is like the 30 days of really fast and everything, my brother just like kind of cut off music completely. And it was like one of the people who was like super into R&B and super into rap. So now we'll just be in his car and it'll be like a podcast, and I'll be like, this is so boring. But you know, I gotta support because he's been like going on for like 8 months. And I'm so proud in a way, but I feel like me, I could never. Like, I cut it off for 30 days during Ramadan. And like, when an artist drops an album during that time, I'm kind of like listening it so I could go back and listen to it. Like, Jalen was in my study hall last year.
no, literally, I was like, no, but we had to make sure we were like, okay, Amal, you can't, we don't want you to do this. Okay, you're gonna have to go out the road so you can listen to the song right quick.
Who dropped something? It was like Tyler.
Yes, when Tyler Creator came with his new album, or no, the new, I don't remember. It was like that Dogtooth or whatever that song. And we were like, oh no. Mm-mm-mm, girl. No.
Oh my god, I'm a huge Tyler fan, bro. And then Joe was like, oh my god, Tyler dropped something. And it was like me, Will, and Kaylin. And then I was like, oh my god, let me listen to it. And the way they shunned me out of the room. They took my phone, they took my AirPods. I was like, I love them, but like also I was resentful.
Hey, do what we have to do.
Let's move into before I get all mad over again at Jalen. I'm kidding. Let's move into our next topic, which is manifesting in music. Okay, do you feel that like music helps manifest stuff? Like, do you think manifesting in music is actually a true thing? Like, do you guys believe in that, or what's up with that?
No, I wouldn't say, because I guess I say no to that because my music taste is like a little crazy sometimes. So I don't want to manifest any of that, the music. But honestly, I think like I would say like instead of manifesting, it's just kind of like it brings about a good vibe for the day. Like not really manifesting, but like when I listen to music, I feel more in a positive mood. Like I'm ready to go about my day. Not necessarily manifesting anything, but like I think it just brings a good vibe to the day, depending on what you listen to.
I think this definitely goes back to the like what we were talking about earlier with like the music. It completely can dictate, you know, what mood you're in and like turning it on. Same with like I'm like how do you feel the music we listen to impacts our mood? Like that's totally manifesting in that way. Like if I wanna, I don't know, have a good day at work, I'm gonna play my like happy Harry Styles feel good One Direction OG playlist on the way to work, and then I'm gonna feel great at work. But like I feel like that kind of it can manifest in that way. You can kind of have a bit more of a positive mindset. But just hearing you talk about that, Jalen, too, like I definitely think even though like you can feel sadder when listening to stuff because it can take back like memories. Music genuinely has just a positive impact, I think. And that's an opinion, obviously, but I think music 100% has a positive impact no matter what you do with it.
Agreed. I think I wouldn't put the label manifesting on it in a way. I feel like people put labels on too much stuff, but that's also a big thing. And if you want, if you're like sad, right, and you put on something that's like super sad, like let's say you're having like the worst day ever, and you put on like White Ferrari by Frank, or you put on like Happiness by Taylor Swift, like you're not gonna be in the best mood ever. But I think it just impacts our mood for the time being and not like our whole day, unless we're continuously listening to that one song on repeat. Then that's when I feel like it goes into that. But I don't feel like it changes what happens to you during your day. Like if I listen to a song about a car crash and I hop in a car and I get into a car crash, like I don't think that would make sense, right? But I feel like subconsciously it definitely tells us. So that's why I don't believe in like those audios that are like, use this audio 12 times. You know what I was talking about on TikTok, bro?
You're gonna have a horrible day,
Yes.
girl. Yeah, those are insane. This is okay. I don't want to like sound weird here. I feel like music is such a sh because of like the way it works and like the progression of a song, it's a short-term happiness because a song will only last so long. And that's another reason why I like just writing a song because it's so organized. It's like a puzzle. Like it's the way it works is you just and it's repetitive too. So like it's you make like a base and then you can change and tweak it a little bit and then it's just that basic outline that you made. Because like songs are so short and they follow such a pattern, you can take that and then replicate it and make a bunch of different songs. That's I think going back to manifesting, we're not really manifesting here, but because songs are there's so many of them out there, you can find little tiny ones that'll like make you happy for a little bit. I don't know. I'm just kind of yapping.
Vinland, do you want to add to that? I agree with that completely.
Okay, I don't know what I'm really talking about. I'm just talking.
No, like I definitely get it. Like sometimes if I'm in that mood, a lot of times I'll listen to a song on repeat constantly because I'm like, okay, I want to keep this same energy throughout my day. So I'll listen to a song over a lot of Future because I'm like at school, you know, when I'm starting to get a little tired, I'm not trying to fall asleep in class. So I'll start listening to rap and specifically Future, like he's like everything to me. So I listen to specific songs by him over and over again because it's just like it's catchy, but also at the same time, like the beat will keep me up, it'll keep me going. So I definitely think that like repeat listening to like a song repeatedly kind of also like what Ava says, like I don't know, it's just something about it. It's just something about like that repetition. I don't know. I don't know.
Agreed, bro. Especially like when you're in a car, like before that song, what was it called? Who was that producer? Pierre. My brother, he was straight like bumping Pierre in his car. And if you know Pierre, he's a producer, but he's like infamous for having these like really like hard beats, like having these very vibrational beats that sound specifically good when you listen to them on like a speaker or like in a car. So I remember like we'd be on the highway and he'll like be bumping Pierre through the speakers, and those are just like some of the best memories ever to me. But I don't think that affected us for longer than that like 20-minute car ride. Although you always have like memories and stuff, you know, things only last for so long. And even with music and stuff like that, you're like, not to be negative, but your favorite artist is only going to be making music for so long. Like oh. Do you guys have like those cringy moments where you're like be listening to a song and pretend you're like a movie character or something?
Oh, all the time, every second of
Yes,
every day.
girl. Yes,
Come on.
girl.
Okay, let me ask you this real quick. I don't want to get judged. Your TikTok audios, your saved TikTok audios, do you ever just like play those sometimes? Just kind of, you know,
Relatable.
relatable? Yes or no? I don't know.
Me and Jalen are like ducking the camera like this.
No, and here, this is kind of related, but also I'm a reader, so I think the music, especially music I listen to, if there's a book I'm obsessed with, I'm obsessed with so many different books. I can go to Spotify and I can type in that book and like so many different playlists will pop up where I just like, I don't know, I feel like I'm like, I don't know, it just connects me to it even more. And so that's why music, it does so much. You can change your mood, it can give you memories, it can, dude, it's insane. It can connect you to things.
Bro, the book thing, I love it when books have like playlists on it. It's not like published books most of the time, but if
I know what you're talking about. I totally know what you're talking about.
I was about to say
Little
something.
Wattpad, you know, little, if there's little
Oh my
proof.
gosh. Okay, this is about to be a little embarrassing, but back in the day, you know, I used to be a little episode advocate.
Oh, me too. Are you kidding? My little rose gold iPod Touch.
There's a little episode advocate, and they used to have playlists on Spotify. So I used to go, like, while reading it, they'd be like, play this song at this specific time. I used to be like, oh yeah, this is
Absolutely
me right here.
relatable.
Bro, when you mentioned episode, like, memories just flood in my head, never having enough diamonds. It'll be like, dress up to wear this like
Literally,
vintage
like,
dress
if you
or wear
don't
a
pay this
trash
amount of
bag.
damage, you have to fall in front of your crush. What? Oh, bro, come on now.
Oh my God,
They took
cute.
away the feature on episode where you could like create your own stories. I used to like I used to, like a
Was
video
so
game.
mad when
My
that happened,
I used to like program and like create these beautiful stories. Like I used to like what, like what's it called?
Literally.
I used to have like these characters and I had them all set up and they're like, no, you have to join computer now. You have to be like tech savvy to do it. What do you mean? I had I was a writer.
Yes, bro. I was like, where'd the feature
Yeah,
go?
what happened?
I used to reread my own story, or like, you read your story, like, you have to have like seven, you can only read
Exactly.
many times. Like, come on now, this is a masterpiece. I need to read it
Yeah.
endless amount of times.
I wish I could go back into my episode account and just see what I did because
Ooh.
digital footprint.
I would make a Harry Styles dupe for every character.
You know what? Listen. Okay, I'm gonna bring Wattpad up. I'm so sorry. Okay, everything I said, you can do a little bleep. Just bleep out what I'm about to say. I've been a Wattpad user for a very long time in my life. It was episode, and then it became Wattpad. And you were talking about little playlists at the beginning of books. Those little Wattpad books are, you know, they're written by like 13-year-olds who have, you know. And there's like playlists in the beginning of those books and stuff. And I used to always like that's honestly like how I got introduced to a lot of different artists because I was like, oh, like okay. Off of this song, I guess, and I'd like look it up and I'm like, oh wait, this is actually really good. So I guess that kind of branched me out. I don't know. Wattpad did. That's
Me, bro, I recently discovered, do you know the song? That song's like, come on, Eileen, that song. It was off of one of those little playlists that I found that song. And I was like, okay, this song sounds like from the 80s. Got it. And you posted like on your TikTok, Ava, the book cover to Possessed. I was like, somebody on this earth actually read that other than me?
You
Like,
don't get it. Like you and me are so similar, actually. That book changed my life. I read that freshman year, I think. That book changed my life.
me too, bro.
That was
Or was it eighth grade? Somewhere
somewhere
in
along those
between.
lines. It's a great time to
Jalen, what about you and the Musical.ly, huh? Did you just
have. Bro, oh my gosh. I used to be a very, like, I was basically TikTok, I mean, Musical.ly famous back in the day. Yeah, a lot of my music, like Party Next Door, I got introduced to Party Next Door. Back when Musical.ly was like, when you can, I know you want to pray, I know you want to pray for Toronto. Like that song, that was like so big back then. And so I think that's like how I kind of got introduced to Party Next Door. And I didn't come back to them like until a few years later, but like that kind of started like a lot of the music that I know now are from those throwbacks. And like then I can remember a time like, oh, I did this dance challenge back in the day. Oh, like I definitely ate that one up. Sometimes it's just like, I don't know. Yeah, going back and seeing those is like, wow. Music, like social media, has really like impacted like the way I listen to music and like the music I listen to now when I think about it.
Yeah, and were you like, is that when, how old were you when you really got into that?
Oh, I was like, let me think. I was probably like 12, like 10, between 10 and 12. Like that was my moment. You know, I was up there.
Your
So.
peak.
Yeah, exactly, my beak. That's where I'm at.
Bro, the videos you showed us, you look like you were like
Okay.
seven.
Okay. Listen. I had no shame back then. I would never, like, I don't know how I was that. I was the confidence back then. Oh, it was up there because dogs were out. Hair was a mess. Just it was a lot going on. Sorry, that was a little TMI, but like the dogs are out.
Give me one second.
Jalen, when you say you were musically famous, what are we talking
Yes, I was Musical.ly famous. I had like over 1,000 followers. Like that was my,
Oh,
yes.
wow.
Dude.
I was literally musically famous.
I
Like,
don't want to be
I'm so
yeah, you
happy
can call it
mines.
chances. No, that was me.
Bro, like, I'm so happy mines are private, bro. At least I was smart. I Jalen, not dissing you or anything, but my parents always said it. No social media, you know me. I had to. My brother, Savannah, I had this like Instagram account, and I had it on my brother's computer. Like, I did not have a phone, and the little like profile pic was like the girl's eye.
Oh my gosh.
Not to go completely off topic, wait, but Jalen, don't make fun of me, bro. Don't let me get into it. Don't. No way, Ava, I swear
I'm
if you
sorry. I'm sorry. Oh,
I'm gonna expose you, girl. I'm kidding. I don't have any of the videos. I don't have any of the videos, I swear. Cross my heart. Okay, before Jalen assaults me at school tomorrow. Sorry.
well, yeah, let's keep that way go.
lastly, what was I gonna say? I forgot what I was gonna say. Hold on, let me go through my notes. Let's go closer to the conclusion. Before we get into the conclusion, I want to talk about if you could go back in time, right? And you could pick any like concert or anything, what would you do? Or if you could pick your favorite artist right now, right? Think about your favorite artist right now. What time would you go back and see them in? Like, would you see like when they first dropped this album? Would you go to a concert then, or like what would you? Because I know mine specifically. And I would go back to 2013, One Direction, when they were on that tour, okay, when they were all in their frat eras. And I want to know you guys's.
That's really great. I'm gonna go first real quick, Jalen. I'm so sorry, but I'll give you more time to think about your answer. That's a good one, Amal. I don't want to steal that from you. I don't want to steal that from you, so I'm not going to. But I'm gonna say that's my second, just to go back and see One Direction, because I feel like it's crazy. Like I was there when they were like in their peak, you know. I wasn't there, you know. And I would love to. But that's why, hey, I think that they're gonna come back. Reunion tour, we're gonna get it. It's gonna happen one day. Manifesting music. That's what's gonna happen. But anyway, if I could go back, I'm like super into Noah Kahan right now, just because I only found him like last year. But if I could go back to like before he just got famous just a couple months ago. Like he like just blew up just recently. I would love to go back to when he was like, I would love to be like one of those OG fans, you know what I mean? Like if like you have so much power when you're like an OG fan. I'd love to just go back and like watch his
Real.
career. But yeah.
Part Next Door, I would say between 2017 and 2020, that's when he came with his colored album, Party Pack. Those are like the top albums. And I don't know. It's just something about, because like TikTok has taken so many of his songs and like made it like, oh, it's a TikTok. Oh, you got that from TikTok? No. No, I was there before TikTok. That's what you're saying about the OG thing. Like, I don't know, something about that. Like being an OG fan is like, oh yeah, you got it from TikTok. You're not a real fan for real because you got it from TikTok. It's like, I don't know. So I would say like 2017, 2020. He hasn't gone on tour in a little hot minute. So I'm hoping that that starts little changes next year so I can go. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hate gatekeepers, but like, there's something about being like, no, being a fan for someone back when they had the like the unreleased covers and everything, like, something about being there for that. Last question, guys, before we get into the conclusion, you guys have been to like a couple concerts, right? So, what would you say, like, it's how has some songs changed for you based on seeing them live versus not? Like, for example, me. I'm not a big fan. I saw Taylor live on April 28th, and I wasn't a big fan of like, this is why we can't have nice things. But like at the Eras tour, she does this thing where she gets like everybody to wave their arms, and you all have bracelets, and the whole stadium lights up, and it looks super cool. So I kind of became a fan after that, and that kind of changed my perspective of the song. So I want to see you guys' opinions on that and what songs have changed for you after seeing an artist live.
So I go to a lot of concerts. My mom, she's like, I want to go here, there, and everywhere. So I've been to a good amount of concerts, and I will say that it's just something different. It's like you're with other people that enjoy the same music, so it's like you get to bond with them, and I think that makes it so much more like, oh, like I love this song a lot more because somebody else also likes it. So it's like you can make that connection, and I think also at the same time they kind of change it differently, like. You know, like in song, they don't sing exactly, the artist doesn't sing exactly the same. It's like, oh, with that kind of tweak. So it's like, ooh, like this makes me like it even more because I'm hearing you live, I'm seeing you. And it's like, I'm with the people that also like the artist too. So I think it's just all that combined. It just makes me like the songs more. Like, I just went to the Drake concert. Now, there was a few songs I didn't know, but then once I, after the concert finished, I went back and I was like, oh, let me find this song because I heard it now. I've seen all these people that know it. I'm like, oh, now I feel like left out a little bit. So now I need to go look it up. But like, I feel like a lot of times, and Bryson Tiller, I went to Bryson Tiller concert. And I mean, I listened to him, but it made me so like love him a lot more for the music he makes. And like, I don't know, it's just that real life experience you get to see them and connect with other people that like them. It's kind of, yeah.
I think going like to concerts and stuff, it's a safe space because it's your people. It's people listen to the same stuff that you listen to. Nerd moment. I like going to see concerts because I love like watching people perform music live. I just think there's such a difference between like, I'm not saying it like I'm not trying to sound like an annoying person, like it's auto-tuned, it's fake. Like, no. I mean like in the sense of like I just love watching people perform live because you can always see like there's like something that's a little different or they do something like, that makes the song more special to you. I just saw Noah Kahan back in June, and that was the best concert of my life because he made eye contact with me and he pointed at me and he like pokes fun at me. Ah, I know I'm literally, actually, sorry, off topic. I'm so sorry. He has like this one little gag he does at the beginning, like when he's like opening up the tour or opening up the show, and he like talks about how he hates people that are happy, and he picks one person in the like pit to like to poke fun at for being too happy at his show. And he picked me. He was like, I hope that, like, he said, I want to push people that smile too much into oncoming traffic. And he looked at me and pointed at me.
That was
Sorry.
your episode moment right there.
That was my moment. Like, you don't get it. Like, that changed my life. Like, I will never forget that. But no, like, seeing Noah Kahan live changed my life because his music is beautiful and it means so much to me. And to see it live and to just have that connection, you know what I mean? Like, with the people around me that, like, Noah Kahan is a popular artist. He's very popular, but he's kind of underground a little bit. Like, not a lot of people know him. And so to be around those people that also listen to him, I was like, this is insane. Like, people are walking around with like my favorite lyric on their shirt. I'm like, whoa, like I didn't know you even knew that was a thing. And just to, I don't know. That was the best concert of my life. But no, I did watching people perform live and being with people that you didn't realize there were so many people.
Yeah, for sure. I love the whole thing about it being like a safe space and being like the place where, like, I made so many friends at the concert I went to. And like, I was with a girl, like, we traded bracelets and everything. It was so cute. It was a cute little moment. But I know when Jalen said artists like kind of switch up how they say songs and stuff like that. I know I saw a couple of videos from the Drake concert. And what was bro talking about? I do not know. But he was saying some wild stuff. And I was kind of mad because you guys got Central C as an opener. I wanted Central C. Jalen, did you go to the one in Charlotte?
I did. Central C was definitely there. I don't want to slander. I don't want y'all to attack me or anything. But the British accents, they just don't do it for me. Like, I don't know. A British accent to me is just like, I'd rather not listen to. So I was like, okay, whatever. But when Drake came out, then 21 Savage came out. I was like, 21 Savage, woo! Oh my goodness! Like, wow. Anyways, but like,
Exactly.
yeah. So we'll see. He wasn't my cup of tea, but you know.
Okay, we're gonna tussle about that later, but Jalen would not be a fan of UK drill or anything like that, but that's okay. And then Ava, have you seen like the Arctic Monkeys video where Alex Turner will just, what an interesting man. What
What? How
a
interesting. Oh, like, oh, yeah, that's okay.
Jalen, I don't know if you've watched his tour videos, but like Alex Turner, he's the lead singer for Arctic Monkeys, and he's not old. I think he's in his like 30s or something.
Yeah, 30s maybe. I don't know, actually.
Yeah, he's not old, but he saw one of the fans doing like the rock sign or something. So he'll like be singing a song and he'll just be like every 10 minutes.
Oh, it feels on stage.
Go balls! Go balls!
Rock sign every two songs. Anyways, I just found that so funny, and that's why you would never catch me at an Arctic Monkeys concert. I'm kidding. I love Arctic Monkeys. Anyways, let's get into the conclusion. Did you guys have anything you want to add before we hop into that?
Whatever you do, make sure you keep a positive attitude. Music is life, period.
Oh my gosh.
Go follow me at jalen.dh. You probably won't know how to spell that, but it's fine. But yes, Instagram, TikTok, Snap, all of that.
you can go follow me on Instagram at avacake_31. And then also TikTok, if you want to hear my covers, I post at avacake3120 on TikTok. So
her covers are so good, guys. I suggested a couple, and when she posted them, I was like, yes, like, well, listen to those on repeat. Follow me at Amal_Duale. It's AMAL_DUALE on Instagram and TikTok. Just recently posted because Hoko was tomorrow, so make sure you like that up. Also, follow Study Break on Instagram, which is at the Study Break Podcast. Also on TikTok, we have a brand new page, which is a Study Break Podcast. That will be all for this week's video. Thank you to our guests, Jalen and Lauren, for joining me. Make sure you guys tune in 3 times every week, Mondays. Make sure you tune in Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on our favorite app, Spotify, and Apple Music for all you Apple Music losers. I mean, lovers, right? And anywhere else who's in the process, that will be it for this week's episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Toodaloo!
Toodaloo is crazy.